Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
I bet actually, if you look at most of these videos that you sent me, I bet the vast majority of them are still not, because they were like all athletes and stuff like that.
That's
they
true.
All like were musicians and stuff. All those guys cheat on their wives, you know.
Sometimes marriage is romantic.
Sometimes marriage is fights.
Sometimes marriage is love.
Sometimes marriage is chaos.
And sometimes we need to let it all out.
Welcome to Marriage Confessions. Amor, great job with the logo, the colors. I mean, I just love everything about the branding you did.
It wasn't me. It was Whiplash, our digital agency. They created our logo, our branding, everything about it, our website, social media. So if you are starting a new project, a new podcast, a new company, a new business, whatever, you need to use Whiplash Agency.
Okay, all right. For the next one, I'm using them too.
Yes, you should.
Hi, we're here for a teeth whitening for my husband, but can you not make it too white? Because I don't want girls to look at him too much.
Okay, sure, we'll try.
Here I'm getting my teeth whitened at Miami Dentist for You. The perfect dentist in Miami if you want the perfect smile.
Doctor, you make him look too good.
Sorry, we make every smile beautiful here.
Marriage Confessions is sponsored by
Whiplash, Gravity Studios, Michi's Wellness, La Francia Joyería, Natalie Mendez, Miami Dentist for You, Black and White Salon, Otaima Serpa Designs.
Hello, hello. Welcome to a new episode of Marriage
Confessions. Time for our cheers.
Mwah.
Kiss.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Sip.
So you look very handsome in white.
Well, you picked it out, so.
We are talking today about when is the right time to get engaged.
Yeah, the right time to ask.
Oh, to ask.
Or, well, hopefully they say yes, you know?
You took your time.
I took my time. I was totally average, actually. So
it felt like long.
It felt like long?
Time.
Okay. But I actually looked this up.
Uh-huh.
I did some homework today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. And I actually looked up the average length before someone proposes.
Okay.
And guess what
is it?
Is? Guess.
1 year.
You're gonna go,
1 year.
Nope, higher.
1 year and a half?
2.5 years. That's the average time. And it was like 3,100 people study.
What's it that, like, where in the U.S., in like America, where?
I'm assuming it's the U.S. because it was done by Shane Co.
Okay.
So they surveyed like 3,100 people, I guess, who bought rings.
Okay.
And they averaged 2.5 years. Okay. So that was basically what we did.
Was it?
Yeah. We met when you were 21, 22.
22.
And got engaged right when you turned 25. So yeah, it was 2.5 years. Like just a little bit over. So yeah, I was not longer than normal at
but
all.
It's because I push you. Because if it would have been in your time, we will just still be boyfriend and girlfriend. I would not have any of this ring.
At least this one I asked you, right? We don't have to, like, I don't have to ask you to get engaged on this podcast, unlike the boyfriend girlfriend thing.
So I think there's a lot of pressure. Uh-huh. Now that you say that, it did feel longer than just 2.5 years.
Why do you think it felt longer than 2.5 years?
Because
than
I guess
average.
We were living together from mm-hmm. the almost the beginning of our relationship.
Yeah, like 4 months in.
Yes,
very fast. Yeah.
Very fast. So
it was like 2 years living together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we had a business together. So
yeah.
that it felt like we were living like a married life already.
So we were basically married. What was the rush?
I wanted my ring, my party.
You had your
and
ring
when
and party.
I wanted things clear here because, uh-huh. you know,
because I still hadn't even asked you to be my girlfriend.
Exactly. And since you like contracts so much, I wanted a thing that say we're married.
Okay, understand. And you yes. got it. But actually, you know what? Mm. I'm going to start out this episode with a confession.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm going to start out this time.
Okay.
So, you know, part of the reason it took me so long to get engaged?
What?
Was I was freaked out. I was so scared. So you kept showing me videos of people getting engaged. It would be like in Dubai, a whole building would be lit up saying, I love you. Someone else would get fireworks, like, you know, $200,000 of fireworks in a lake. And then, oh, you showed me one of the, was it Nacho? No, it was...
Was Chino.
Chino, yeah. Chino. He flew like his like fiance in a helicopter to those falls you have in Venezuela. And I was like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do? Like, how am I supposed to compete with all this?
Well, the thing is that we went to Europe, uh-huh. our first like trip, like outside of the US.
Yeah. A year and a half.
We had there 2 years.
Less than 2 years.
No, it was September 20.
And we started dating okay, so it's like 2 years.
Two years.
A little
it was
under
2 years.
Two.
Uh-huh. So everyone was starting telling me, like, mm-hmm. if you live together mm-hmm. and you have a restaurant together, like, you're pretty serious. You should at least be engaged.
So people pressured you too, you think?
Yes.
Really?
I was under
pressure.
So
it was peer pressure for you to get engaged to me?
No, it was, I mean, mm-hmm. I knew I wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, it's annoying because people will be like, oh, he doesn't really love you then if he hasn't proposed you.
What?
Yes.
I love you so much.
Yeah, but people will like say...
I love you so much.
People will say things like that.
Oh my God, that's horrible. Even
yes.
though like we were totally like within the average range.
Yes, but I don't know, just... If people see you mm-hmm. happy,
right? We were happy.
And they see
we're
you...
We're still happy, I
we're
think.
We're still happy. And you know, you're successful, uh-huh. you live together, you're having
right.
fun. But for some reason, it... Like, people don't like it. People, if they see you in a relationship like that, mm-hmm. well, it makes sense that you're engaged, right? Or you get married.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. It was, now that I think about it,
mm-hmm.
I think I was also pressured by uh-huh. my friends, by my family, even by followers on Instagram.
Really?
Yes, they will be. When we went to Europe, we couldn't travel before because I was doing my residency, remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
And finally, I was able to travel out of the U.S. Uh-huh. and we went to Europe.
Right.
And everyone was like, oh my God, that is going to happen. Even my employees. Were
everyone.
Like, everyone. Michelle, have your manicure ready. Put mm-hmm. on, when you go to the Eiffel Tower, when you go to Venezia, you mm-hmm. like, you know, you need to wear a nice dress because he's going to ask you there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I
but
really
how
thought
would
it
I
would
ask
happen.
You? Like, I didn't even, I never asked you for your ring size. Like, how would I even get you a ring?
Dude, use your imagination. You can just take any ring I have or like, come on. It's not that.
You didn't wear a ring on that finger, did you?
I don't know. Maybe. I do wear sometimes like accessories that is not. Jewelry.
This sounds very complicated. You
but
gotta
like
remember,
that,
guys' brains are not like...
No, but
most of my friends, they have been engaged, the guy doesn't ask the ring size because then you give a hint. It's supposed to be a surprise.
The amount of hints you gave me were like, every week there was another video.
Well, I just wanted to give you ideas.
Yeah, but none of the ideas I could possibly afford.
No, I don't think it was about affording. It was that logistics. Like,
okay. Yes, logistics of sending you of going out in a helicopter as well.
You could have afforded that.
No, so but we're still together. They're not. So in the end, I bet actually, if you look at most of these videos that you sent me, I bet if the vast majority of them are still not, because they were like all athletes and stuff like that. All like, or musicians and stuff. All those guys cheat on their wives, you know.
Well, I'm glad you're not like them.
I know, you just married some boring finance guys, so you know.
You're not boring.
Oh.
So, in that trip, I started getting frustrated.
Right.
Because, I was like, okay, we're in Rome. Maybe it happens in La Fontana de Trevi.
Mm-hmm.
And then
instead we just threw some pennies.
Yeah, and then nope, it didn't happen. Then I was like, well, maybe it's gonna happen in Venice with like the gondola.
Yeah, that was very romantic.
I wear a beautiful dress. I was like, it's gonna be here.
What was I wearing?
Then is when I realized he's not gonna propose. He was wearing gym shorts. Some cholas,
and like a
t-shirt that you have since you're a teenager.
And you're wearing this beautiful dress.
And I look at myself, I look at him.
Like, what am I doing with my life?
Yes, that's what, that's exactly what I thought. So I already knew it would not happen that day. Mm. And I was like, well, at least I guess I'll take a picture of me. And
not with me.
No, no. You totally look like we were not matching at all.
Yeah. And that was like pretty much the entire trip. You should have just packed for me.
Dude, now you have some sense of style. But back then, you just wear terrible clothing.
I wore terrible clothing.
Yes, you did.
It was good enough to get you.
Well, because like... At night, you know, sometimes you will try a little.
Uh-huh.
But if we were on a trip, you cannot be in flip-flops the entire trip. And I'm, like, wearing all these beautiful outfits. So, anyway, that...
Well, you are the influencer, not me.
Yes, but we're supposed to have pictures together. You need to look like you're my man, not like you're, like, my cameraman.
I felt sometimes like your cameraman.
So... Now I look at those pictures and my face, I was so upset. I'm not smiling.
It's like you're trying to smile, but no. No,
I was like.
Not even opening your mouth.
No. We're going to put some squishes of this picture here so you understand. And then we went to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Paris, it's going to happen. For sure. There's like.
For sure.
It's like. You know, perfect.
The city of love.
Yes, it didn't happen. And I just, you know, I just started, I think I cry and I told you, like, I was expecting that you propose me.
Oh.
And Nathan, he was an asshole.
What?
Yes, you.
No, this is a serious accusation.
Yes, you.
Serious.
You were like, no, like, oh, I'm sorry that, you know, it's just that. You know, I'm not ready yet, or I don't know your ring size. If I, you know, you didn't say any excuse. You were like, why you think I will propose you?
I don't think you, I said it like
you
that.
You say that. You say that. And I was just like, I'm breaking up with him. But I don't
But
know.
You didn't.
No, I cried. When I started crying, because I was so upset and sad at the same time, you realized that. I don't know if you remember, but you realized that. You were being kind of mean. So then you like apologize and you say.
I was being mean for what?
When I say that I was upset because you didn't propose.
Uh-huh.
You were kind of like, be like, but why? Why you think?
Well, it was, again, we were together less than the average amount of time. So, like, none of my friends were, well, like, one, two, but like,
that
most
doesn't
people,
mean anything.
It just, what? I didn't feel like it was required at the time.
Yes, but I was just being your wife without the benefits, without my ring.
Without
my beautiful party, with my big white dress and my ring.
Okay.
So, to me, it makes sense. Anyway, this happened. I was like, okay, forget it. This guy never gonna propose. And then one friend, she went to Paris that December, and she got engaged.
Yeah, that's true, I remember.
And she had just 1 year with her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And I was, okay, this is it. Just gonna give Nathan an ultimatum.
Ultimatum.
Yeah.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mummies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
It was December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
I was just getting ready for New Year's Eve, and I tell Nathan, come. I was about to shower, and he's like, what you want? And you have to my birthday of next year to propose. If not, I'm leaving you.
That's not much time.
No. But because I always, and now I think that was dumb, but.
But it worked.
But it worked. It worked for a lot of stuff, not just for this. But I had in my mind, like a timeline, that I wanted to open a business, that I
you
wanted.
Got that done.
Yeah, I wanted to get married when like when I was 25, and I wanted to have kids before I was 30.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. Now I think those times are bullshit. I think I was just, you know, being, just like doing the checklist that I thought it was right.
Uh-huh.
But right now I'm like, you know, I don't think that checklist really, it really needs to be like that, you know.
Oh, for sure. I think everyone has different timelines.
Exactly. But to me, I just always been like very hard with myself. I always like have this sense of urgency that things need to be done right away.
Yeah. I know that for sure.
Yes. So I'm getting better at that.
You are.
And
not like already, but I'm giving you faith that you're getting better at that.
Thank you for acknowledging.
I'm acknowledging
you motivate
the future.
Me so much. To
yeah, yeah. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. You're not really.
It's not working?
Not working. No.
Okay. I'll try the next time.
Here we have our Mitch's Wellness products.
That's right. It's our personal health and wellness brand that we created.
My favorite is the Detox Tea, which helps me to don't get bloated even when I don't eat so good.
Yeah, that one's amazing. But my personal favorite is the Carb Blocker. And that's because I can't stop eating pizza and pasta. In fact, I love pizza and pasta so much, I'll take the pasta, put it on the pizza, eat it all together.
If you love pizza and pasta as much as Nathan does, you should definitely have some Carb Blocker. We also have our vegan and sugar-free spreads or superfood obleas, and I created this stretch mark cream when I was pregnant with twins, and I didn't get a single stretch mark.
It's true.
Yeah. Also, I know you love this one.
Oh yeah, yeah, give this one to me.
These are collagen cookies, chocolate chip. They're so delicious, and you can check out all our products at mitcheswellness.com.
Yeah, that's right, mitcheswellness.com, and we ship all over the United States.
And we
we have a coupon code for you. Use coupon code MARRIAGECONFESSIONS10.
So go to michiswellness.com today. Hey, Moore, you wanted shoes, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, then
I love this store.
Yeah, me too. Just pick one.
One.
Yeah, you know, just like find a pair that you want, okay?
One pair. Okay.
Oh my God, this is my opportunity. Nathan's gonna fall asleep at any time.
Amor, how much longer?
5 minutes, amor. Cinco minuticos. Ay, Dios, esto está demasiado bello.
Oh my gosh, just did. He just fell asleep. Let me get his credit card. Yes. Okay, so I'm gonna get the boots, the sandals, and the sneakers. Find the perfect shoes at bynataliemendez.com and use promo code MARRIAGECONFESSIONS.
What? It was supposed to be one!
Amor, mira, a jewelry store.
So?
Can we go in?
Yes.
After having twins, I pretty much deserve a ring upgrade. So, if you think you also need one, you need to come to La Francia Joyería in Doral. They have beautiful rings and all the jewelry is so pretty. You should definitely check it out. And of course I convinced Nathan I got my ring upgrade and it's gorgeous.
But when do I get an upgrade? Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I felt like I didn't want to give you my prime time.
Okay.
If I wasn't sure that
what's
this
prime time?
My prime time is my 20s. Well, I mean, still, I'm still in prime time. I'm a mom now, so I don't feel much prime time anymore.
What? No. I feel like you just keep getting sexier.
Oh, thank
no,
you.
No, for sure. Like, absolutely. To me, like now you're way more prime time than in the 20s.
Okay.
For sure.
This is news for me. Well, I was back then, you know, a lot of my friends were like, you know, you shouldn't, like, give all your time to someone that you don't know if he really wants to be the whole life with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, that made me scared because I was like, I don't want to be with someone that I live, I work, and he doesn't want something serious with me. He doesn't see me like his wife, the mother of his kids.
Yeah.
So it was like a little bit of being afraid too.
Yeah. And I was just like freaked out about this whole engagement thing. But in the end, remember, you were like, okay, you figured out that I was freaked out.
Oh
right?
Yeah. No, you told me you were
oh,
honest.
Yeah, I did.
When I told you, look, I wanna do this before I turn 25. Because I wanna get married at 25.
Right.
And you were like, okay. You were so nice. You like, I feel like, I don't know, that you could have been like, you cannot put me a time, whatever, but you were nice that time. You were not nice back in the trip, but that
no, because I guess like we were coming on like that time, it was a little over 2 years, and I felt like I was ready to get engaged.
Okay. So I was like, if you are overwhelmed by doing a proposal,
which I was,
let me help you. I'll handle my own proposal. And you were like, I don't know if you're gonna like the ring. And I was, no worries, I'll get my ring.
You'll help pick it up.
I helped pick it up, yes.
Yeah.
So that was it. That's how we always do things a bit different.
Yeah, but you didn't help me with the proposal. In terms of helping me with the proposal,
I mean,
well, I guess we have to talk about...
Let's talk
about the ring
the
first.
The ring first.
Yeah, we'll go in order. And then talk about this proposal. That didn't involve a helicopter.
You still have time to do a helicopter thing.
Okay.
We're going to... Our anniversary is coming up for our wedding.
Yeah.
You can take me in a helicopter somewhere.
Let's go parachuting.
No. No, thank you.
That's an airplane. That's something you haven't done.
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
I really don't want to.
All right. Well, I'll come up with something else.
Okay. So.
So ring.
The ring.
Mm-hmm.
We start like
doing shopping, like not shopping, like looking around.
Yeah, you know, like I got store. Yeah, and then I got like recommendations from friends, because you know, like I have a lot of Jewish friends, so they all have like connections with like different dealers, random dealers who sell diamonds. Mm-hmm. We went to like a bunch of random people's like
houses
and apartments
looking
and,
for
like,
the
Aventura.
Perfect one.
Yeah,
the thing is that in my mind, mm-hmm. and this is when I want to be flexible on my perfect picture idea that mm-hmm. I had, I always wanted a Tiffany ring.
Yeah.
And then,
which I was like, this yeah. is just stupid.
And then I realized that because we talk about, I think that's important. We also talk about budgets for
right,
three.
Right, we did.
So I was with that budget in Tiffany, I can buy like a tiny ring.
Yeah, like a sawdust.
Yes, and and in one of these other jewelries, traditional jewelries, mm-hmm. I can get a big, good quality diamond.
Right, right.
So I think
so you gave up the brand.
I gave up the doing Tiffany to have
but
something
you
better.
You did not give up, like you wouldn't do the lab grown.
No. I wanted a unique ring.
Right.
Because I think, you know, if it's something that you can make in a lab, it's not that special.
So I actually saw this too when I was like researching for this.
Okay.
Guess what percentage of rings are lab grown now?
No,
46%.
46%?
Yeah, 46% of rings now, of diamond rings, are lab grown.
And what's the difference exactly?
The difference is it's just made in like a lab, I guess, instead of coming from, you know, the diamond mines. Because a lot of, I think the younger generations too, are all about like ethical stuff, right? And a lot of, you know, diamonds, you saw that horrible movie about the backgrounds of
Black
like
Diamond.
Yeah, Black Diamond. There's a lot of like really bad, like bad stuff that happens behind the diamond industry. Like you have slave labor and all this stuff and like.
No, but it's not like that in every, you need to have like an ethical jewelry brand or something. It's not like all natural diamonds come from that.
No, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Because now I don't want to look at my
blood
ring
diamond.
And think like...
Yeah, blood diamond.
No, come on.
No, it's beautiful. But the interesting thing is that like almost half diamonds now are lab grown. So, in fact, if a ring is like super clear or something, it probably means that it's, you know, it's lab grown.
Yes.
Because like...
And what's the difference in value?
I don't know. I think it's way cheaper.
It's way cheaper.
Yeah.
And that another thing that I think a lot of couples don't discuss mm-hmm. is the value of the ring. And some people also choose not to have like a big ring, but to spend them more in the wedding.
Right.
Or like in the honeymoon.
Right.
So I think, you know, a lot of the engagement thing has been romanticized because it has to be a surprise, it has to be unexpected.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like it'll be less pressure for the guy
mm-hmm.
and also for us, the woman, mm-hmm. to know what do we want as an engagement.
And the budget.
And right. and also,
so
I don't,
you think that 2 months rule is the...
Oh, like in terms of how much you should pay? I think that makes sense. Like, you shouldn't spend more than what you earn in 2 months
mm-hmm.
in a ring. That was the...
That was my logic.
Yes.
That's what I heard.
Yes, but a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people, like, finance and get crazy, big, expensive diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like, you know, they don't make that much money to have such a big ring. So,
right.
it's, you know, and we live in Miami. Miami is all about the show-offs. And I think it doesn't make sense. For me, what was important, okay, mm-hmm. I wanted a nice diamond, but it was more that what it meant.
Right.
I didn't want us to finance a ring mm-hmm. or some people buy like, there's other kind of stone that is not diamond.
Like masonite or something?
That one.
Uh-huh.
And get like a big one,
right.
but it's not diamond.
Right.
So
So it actually just being diamond was very important to you.
For me, it was.
Right.
For me, but it's different for other people. Yeah. If you want a big one, but to you, it doesn't matter that it's a diamond. And I have friends that don't have diamonds. They have, and they look pretty. They have another precious stones like emerald, sapphire. So that's also interesting.
Yeah,
It depends on what you want.
Right.
But now, once we got the ring, Nathan.
Next up.
Well, Nathan kept
the
ring.
This is just like a constant. Okay.
You kept the ring. He like we bought it, and you kept.
And you wanted to wear it.
And I wanted it. I was like, okay, propose me.
Propose, I want it.
And this was in January.
Uh-huh.
And you had me waiting months till April, that is my birthday, for proposing. Because I was like, okay, I know Nathan.
Uh-huh.
He's going to wait till the last minute.
What do you mean you know me?
Well, because you were like, okay, I'm not going to give her exactly what she wants.
Okay.
Because you like to have your own time too, which understand I respect. So you waited. She wanted. She gave me the day that it was till she turned 25. Uh-huh. Okay, I'll do it on her birthday. So it wasn't as a surprise because you know that was the day we already have the ring. And I was like, he's gonna propose on my birthday. So that's why in that day I was wearing like a beautiful dress. Again, I did my makeup professional, had perfect manicure.
So you knew it was coming, you're saying?
I knew it was coming. Yeah. And then my PR agency, I and my mom were the one who helped you.
Yeah, they helped me like massively.
What did they do?
Everything.
Really?
I actually hired the limo myself because the PR agency like found me like just a ridiculously expensive one. So I hired the limo. The limo came, got you and your friends.
Yes.
Took you to the party. Mm-hmm. Your mom helped me with flowers. Like I bought the flowers and she like, you know, put them up and stuff. And then the PR agency found me a balloon company. And so we did this whole balloon thing and it was like part of your birthday. And then I wrote, this was before ChatGPT.
Okay.
I wrote my speech, which was very nervous, which I was so nervous about.
Aww.
So nervous.
And it was in Spanish. I don't know why you made it in Spanish. It was like, you made it
because
even more
Because I wanted to express my love for you. And I thought that would show that I was trying.
Aww, so cute.
Even though I know I kind of messed it up.
Yes, because you know what Nathan said in the speech?
Mm-hmm.
He said, te quiero mucho.
It's true.
You're supposed to say, te amo mucho.
Well, they're both true.
Okay, I guess. It's not, because in Spanish, te quiero means like...
I want you.
No, it's not a literal translation, no. It's like, I care about you. I appreciate you. That's what it is. Good job, Douglas. Thank you. Yes. I appreciate you.
I thought it meant like I want you. Like,
no.
I want you.
No. That'd be like te deseo.
Oh, okay. Got it. I'm learning Spanish every day.
Yes. You, like in the proposal, you were on your knees.
I was like, yeah, you're okay. Here's your ring.
And I was like, yes, I guess.
I appreciate you too.
Yeah. But I knew you loved me. So that's why I say yes, and I cried, and even though I knew, it was just magical, because, you know, looking, it was in a restaurant, everything was decorated super pretty, with my favorite color, and you were looking super cute, you went on your knee, and you say your speech, you picked me up in a limo, and...
So yeah. Overall, it was pretty creative. And you know what? Actually, another thing I looked up.
Okay.
Let's see if you can guess this one. So the top three wedding proposal activities, like, can you guess them?
One.
Like the ways you would propose, like we're doing things.
In
or whatever.
The beach, I see a lot of like.
Yeah, picnic was one. Yeah.
Okay, sunset. Okay. The other one in a trip, like in Paris.
Yeah, destination, like landmark. That was it.
Uh-huh. And then the third, I don't know, like helicopter.
No. The third one is a hike or a walk.
A what?
Hike or a walk?
Oh, a hike.
Yeah, or a walk. That's the third.
I thought it's like when you're high.
Yeah, if we did that, you'd be like, you'd like just push me off the cliff.
Yes. No. I think what you did was perfect. Uh-huh. It also meant a lot that it was in a restaurant because, you know, we were starring back then. And that was like our big project back then.
So it was our like second anniversary.
And it was our,
Of the wedding and our engagement. It was exciting. It was so much to celebrate. It really was. It was fantastic.
Yes, it was very cute, and I'm sorry I put pressure on you.
I survived. It was good. It made me stronger.
And to me, you know, now I see it, and now that I understand, like, it was pressure.
So I understand you also felt pressure, too.
Yes.
So it wasn't just you were putting pressure on me from nowhere.
No, you were
receiving pressure as well.
Yes, for sure. And that's stupid. Like, I won't do the comment to some friends or something that say that I see them happy together and they're not engaged yet. And I will not, now I'm not going to ask, like, oh, when is he going to give you the ring? And so I don't do that kind of question.
Okay.
Yes, because it's stupid. So, anyway, we want to know, how's your proposal story?
Yeah.
Next episode, we're going to talk about, or two weddings.
Two. Like, oh, my God.
Yes, and because I also put a timeline for when I wanted to be married.
Everything at a timeline.
It was also something about taxes, remember? That we wanted to declare taxes, joined together, and we were like, okay, well, this, and we got married the same year we got engaged.
Yeah.
It was 2018.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that next episode. It's funny because you say you worked super, super hard in the proposal, but I work really hard in these weddings.
Oh, so you worked way harder, for sure.
So,
no doubt.
Like, you know, I made up your... You being nervous about the proposal with me taking over the wedding.
Okay, I'll give that to you.
So now it's fair.
Okay, I'm glad
it's fair. And also, no, it's not fair.
No?
No.
Why?
Because I gave birth twins. It's not fair. You should suffer more. You should propose me again sometime.
Okay, I'll re-propose.
All right.
Yeah,
like
one
in a
day.
Landmark
just
with
don't
a helicopter.
Give me, just don't give me a deadline. We're just going to say one day.
One day.
Yeah, one
when day. We turn 80, Nathan's going to propose again.
That's the deadline now? 80.
80.
All right. Okay.
When I'm 80, not when you're 80.
Yeah, then.
No,
then
no,
I'll
no.
Be
when
dead.
When you're 80, not when I'm 80.
Okay.
You're 80 sooner than me.
All right.
So, no, we'll see you next week. Bye bye.
Bye.
Remember to subscribe,
like, share, comment, tell all your friends.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mammies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
La vida está llena de comienzos, día tras día. Y en este espacio aprenderemos a amar, abrazar y observar cada uno de esos inicios. Justamente ahí está la magia de la vida, comenzar cuantas veces sea necesario por y para ti. Yo soy Isa Guzmán y quiero darte la bienvenida a un lugar donde de una vez comenzarás el lunes, en Comienzo el Lunes Podcast. Comienzo el Lunes está disponible en tu plataforma de podcast favorita.